ZacXBT accuses TokenLon of routing illicit funds. Through its aggregator on-chain investigator ZacXBT publicly alleged on May 4, 2026, that DEX aggregator TokenLon handled funds linked to illicit activity, according to a post relayed by Wu Blockchain. The accusation, made on his Telegram channel, names a specific transaction path he says ran through TokenLon's routing infrastructure and ties back to addresses he has previously flagged. ZacXBT did not publish a full forensic write-up alongside the initial accusation. He referenced wallet activity and asked TokenLon's team to respond. TokenLon has not posted a public reply at the time of writing, with Bitcoin trading at $78,371 and the broader market in a neutral fear and greed reading of 44. What ZacXBT actually claimed, the core allegation is narrow but pointed. ZacXBT said a wallet he had previously tagged as connected to illicit on-chain activity used TokenLon to swap and move funds. He framed it as a compliance failure, not a hack of TokenLon itself. The aggregator is not accused of stealing anything. It is accused of being the rail that dirty money used. That distinction matters. In DeFi, the line between neutral infrastructure and money laundering tool is exactly what regulators in the US, EU, and South Korea are currently fighting over. ZacXBT has a track record here. His prior public investigations have preceded enforcement actions, frozen funds at centralized exchanges, and forced protocol teams into emergency posture. His accusations are usually more careful than the average tip line, and his TokenLon call-out reads like an opening shot rather than a final report. Why TokenLon is the awkward target? TokenLon is a DEX aggregator built by the mToken wallet team. Aggregators do not hold user funds and do not run their own order books. They route a user's swap across multiple liquidity venues to get the best price, then settle the trade. That model lets TokenLon's operators argue plausibly that they are a front end over public smart contracts. But "we are just a front end" is exactly the defense regulators are dismantling. The Tornado Cash sanctions case, the Samurai wallet indictments, and the EU's markets in crypto assets framework have all pushed the line in the same direction. If you operate a UI, you have some obligation around the funds that flow through it. If ZacXBT's claim holds up on review, TokenLon faces an awkward question. Did its routing layer screen the source address? Did its front end block the transaction or simply pass it through to the underlying liquidity pools? The answers determine whether this becomes a compliance retrofit or a deeper legal exposure. The DPRK overhang on the same day. The timing is uncomfortable for any DEX aggregator. Hours before ZacXBT's post, Cointelegraph reported that North Korea publicly rejected U.S. cybercrime allegations tied to DPRK-linked crypto theft. The U.S. Treasury has spent the last 18 months tightening the noose on the laundering routes that move stolen North Korean crypto into spendable form. Aggregators, mixers, and cross-chain bridges sit in the middle of that pipeline. We are not saying TokenLon was used by DPRK actors. ZacXBT did not allege that. The point is the regulatory and reputational backdrop. Any DEX surface accused of routing illicit funds in May 2026 is being judged against a much harder standard than it would have been in 2022. For DeFi users sticking with stablecoin-funded crypto cards, the indirect read is that on-ramps and off-ramps will keep tightening their address screening. If your wallet has interacted with a flagged contract, even at one hop of distance, expect more friction at custodial card issuers when you try to top up. What would change the story? Three concrete things would shift this from an accusation into a hard event. A response from TokenLon. Either a denial with their own logs, or an acknowledgement that the routing happened with a stated remediation plan. Silence past 24 hours is itself a signal. A second source. ZacXBT's claims usually get cross-checked by other on-chain sleuths within a day. If TRM Labs, Chainalysis, or Arkham publishes a parallel trace, the case hardens. If no one corroborates within a week, it stays a single investigator claim. Movement at mToken. If mToken pulls or modifies its TokenLon integration, that is a tacit admission. If mToken publicly defends the aggregator, that is a different kind of signal. Reader takeaway: DEX aggregators look like neutral utilities. They route, they take a fee, they move on. That neutrality is a regulatory fiction the industry has leaned on for too long. The token law and accusation, whether it survives scrutiny or not, is another data point telling builders to instrument their routers for source address screening before someone else does it for them. If you use self-custody spending tools that route through aggregators, watch this one closely. Compliance retrofits in the routing layer tend to land first as small UX paper cuts, a swap that suddenly fails for policy reasons, a wallet that asks you to re-verify the funding source. Those paper cuts usually mean someone got accused first.